Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Congratulations, folks. You made it to Wednesday. Congratulations, folks. You made it to Hump Day. Congratulations, folks. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you got technology in your house, in your phone, you can talk to your computer or speaker, whatever the hell it is, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to call up here, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's a busy day. Busy hump day. Busy middle of the week. The NBA play-in action continues. About an hour from now, the Philadelphia 76ers are going to take on the Miami Heat. Thank you, Keith Pompey, for joining us yesterday. He covers Philadelphia for the Inquirer. And then tonight, it's the matchup that nobody cares about. The Hawks are going to take on the Bulls. This is like watching two ugly people fight. Like this, well, maybe two ugly people fighting is a good thing. Hickey, help me out here. What is this matchup like? What are two things that people do not want to watch?
Do not want to watch. I was going to, let's say.
A bum fight in the subway. Nobody wants, well, no.
Well, you can get a, you can get a craft that. No one wants to watch. Yeah, there's a few examples where people would
the
watch
the WNBA.
That. Not anymore.
Oh, that's right, 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 right. A couple of years ago. Okay.
That right. Draft. I mean, you see the Caitlin Clark effect right there. Boom.
Okay. So maybe this is unique. Maybe the Hawks and the Bulls are the example. Anyway, nobody wants to see them. That's just the facts. That's the late game in the play-in. And the 76ers in the Heat is going to go down in an hour. And Hickey's right. Yeah, I had a brain fart. Everybody loves the WNBA. People want to see Caitlin Clark. And so amongst all of the things that we're going to discuss tonight, this afternoon, this evening, we're going to talk about Caitlin Clark because she has arrived in Indianapolis. And the Fever and the fans, they gave her a very warm greeting. Of course, in a few seconds, a few minutes, we're going to talk about the games that took place last night. A wild one. New Orleans taking on the Lakers. The Lakers end up winning. Zion exits at the end of the game. We were able to get that in right before I exited. Maybe it's I'm the bad luck. The minute I was getting ready to sign off, Zion signed off as well, off of the court with that hamstring injury. Looks like he's going to be gone. Thigh, hamstring, leg, that's a big man. He's going to be out. He's going to be out a couple of weeks at minimum. He's going to be reevaluated in a few weeks. By then, I mean, this season could be done. And then also, the Golden State Warriors, speaking of done, they're cooked. They might be cooked for the long run as well. And don't forget this. It's Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Today will be no different because we had some wild news earlier today about Bill Belichick. Why Bill Belichick did not get a job. And so today, we're going to look at some of the most controversial coaches that we've seen in sports. We'll get that top six list to you 2 hours from now. And then we'll get into to Bill Belichick as well. As, I don't know, somebody's trying to put a hit job on Bill Belichick. They're trying to keep this man from working, trying to stop him from earning a living. And so we'll get into that next hour. We got a guy who has been banned permanently forever from the NBA. Michael Porter Jr.'s brother seems like he has a gambling problem. And for a guy who was barely in the NBA, well, now he's completely out. And it has nothing to do with his play, which if he was good enough, he'd be in the league, not trying to gamble. Anyway, you can find me online. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief on every social media platform that you like to waste your time on. And I'll tell you again, if you want to call up, it's simple, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, I already asked you one question. Asked you about things that no one wants to watch. Come to the conclusion that it is the Hawks and Bulls. But how are you? You doing good?
I am doing good. I'm doing better than any fan that will be in attendance watching this game. Maybe they're giving away tickets, you know, events to come to Chicago to watch the Bulls and Hawks. I mean, that's got it. You talk about attendance for a season-ending game, maybe the lowest of all time.
Well, you know it's bad when the fans in Chicago and the fans here in Atlanta, you want to know who cares? You want to know who cares, Hickey?
No one.
Nobody.
Remember, you have that square outside of the building that was like set up for March Madness, people could come and watch?
Colony Square. Do you want to know what's going on in that square right now?
I was going to say 9:30. I am dying to know who's going to be outside watching a playoff game.
No, there's actually yoga going on in the square right now.
Oh.
There's yoga. I could see it. I could see it outside the window. It's great.
Interesting.
I have to focus in on what I'm doing right now, this minute, this second. But no, there's yoga right outside the studio window. When we get the break, I'm going to spend time at the window.
If they go too long, are they going to get cut off for the game, or is the game going to get the short end of the stick there?
Yoga?
Yeah, it doesn't sound
how does yoga go long? You just tell people to leave.
People don't want to leave. They're having a good time.
Is session over?
Maybe they didn't, you know, maybe they scheduled it from, like, let's say 9 to 10 p.m., didn't really realize there was a game going on, and all of a sudden, wow, it's game time. What do you do?
Now, I don't know if yoga-ing is a verb, but I just made it one. These people are actively yoga-ing right now while I'm on the air. And so there'll be time, but who's going to want to watch the Hawks? The answer is nobody. Anyway, we had some good games last night. We had some good ones. Right when I got off the air, the Lakers were handling the Pelicans. We'll get into Zion and the Lakers in a little while. But then the late-night game, or the game that took place after between the Kings and the Warriors, that was a good one. Well, it was good if you're a Kings fan. It's bad if you're a fan of the four-time champ that this group is, with Steph Curry and Draymond and Klay Thompson, who scored 0 points in what could potentially be his last and final game as a member of the Golden State Warriors. The Kings beat him 118-94. The Sacramento Kings led at one point at 26 points. 26 points. That's how they finished the game. They destroyed them. I mean, they had guys that you probably never heard of in your life beating the four-time champs. Keon Ellis, 15 points. Had more points than everybody had more points than Klay Thompson. Sad way to go out. Keegan Murray, 32 points and 8 threes. That's what Klay Thompson is supposed to do. And now the Golden State Warriors, they go on vacation. And there's a lot of people you can blame. Draymond Green for missing the better part of a month. He only played like 55 games. Don't just blame Draymond Green. You can go ahead and blame Andrew Wiggins, who a couple of years ago helped them win a championship. Now this man is averaging 13 points a game. Let's not forget he was voted in as an all-star. We could thank Korean boy band group. And then also, let's not forget, I'll say it again, Klay Thompson, 0 points, 0 of 10 from the field, 0 of 6 from downtown. And now the Sacramento Kings, they live to fight another day. The winner between them and the Pelicans on Friday, they advance into the postseason as the number 8 seed in the West. And the Warriors, they go home with more questions. How do they become or even get back to being a winning team? It doesn't seem like it because he doesn't look like it. Steph Curry is 36 years old. By the time we get to next season, Steph Curry is going to be 37 years old. He needs somebody like Klay Thompson to give him space who can actually shoot. But is Klay Thompson going to get it paid elsewhere? Is Klay Thompson going to go somewhere else? I know Steph Curry's going to the Olympics. I know Steve Kerr is going to coach the Olympic team. I know Draymond Green is probably going to go back into anger management therapy over the summer. And nobody knows what's going to happen with Klay Thompson, although everybody on the team says, basically, we want him back. Steve Kerr made it very clear afterwards, we need Klay Thompson.
He's still got good years left. And I know I speak for everybody in the organization. We want him back. Obviously, there's business at hand, and that has to be addressed with Klay's representatives and, you know, Mike and Joe. But what Klay has meant to this franchise, as good as he still is, we desperately want him back.
As good as he still is. He's a guy who's been dealing with confidence issues. He's a man who had to be benched at one point in the season to let Podziemski to go out there and get buckets because the rookie was playing better than him. Klay Thompson is also somebody who had his knee cut open and his Achilles, and it's eaten up inside of his head. I'm supposed to think that Klay Thompson is going to get better as he ages? I don't know about that. There's always going to be the threat that he can knock down a three. He just didn't end on the highest of notes last night where he didn't hit anything. Despite this, Steph Curry knows good game, bad game. I got to rock with my low confidence splash brother. And also got to rock with the guy who just might be suspended at a drop of a dime. Steph Curry says, I need Draymond and I need Klay Thompson. Listen to Steph Curry.
I can never see myself, you know, not with those two guys. It's, I understand this league changes and there's so many things that go into it and we're not going to play forever, but, you know, we've experienced so much together. And at the end of the day, like, again, I know they want to win. I know I want to win. And that's all I worry. That's all I'm worried about.
Well, that's a nice utopia, right? I've never been with Halle Berry. I could not see myself with her when I go to sleep at night, but it's never happened. It's never going to happen. And so Steph Curry, he can think about and dream all he wants, but there's no guarantees that Klay Thompson is going to be back. Klay Thompson has to make the decision. Am I going to stay? Am I going to stick around with the Golden State Warriors on a discount? Do I want to finish my entire career with the team that I helped win 4 championships? It doesn't matter how Klay Thompson ends his career. Klay Thompson is going into the Hall of Fame. I know Klay Thompson had a little bit of a hurt feelings when he wasn't announced as one of the NBA's top 75. I found that laughable. I mean, a game like last night is, I want to say not proof of that, but when you're good at what you do, when you're one of the best of the best of the best of the best of the best, you figure out a way to at least put 2 points on the board. Come on. Klay Thompson can be one of the greatest shooters that the NBA has ever seen, but one of the greatest players? No. I hate to play the what-if game, but this is an accurate description. If Klay Thompson ended up on, I don't know, any other team, would he have had this success not being next to Steph Curry? Would he have 4 championships? The answer is probably no. Could he be on a championship team? Yeah. This has been an ideal situation for both him and Draymond. I would be kissing Steph Curry's ass because they make what I do so much easier. And Klay Thompson, I mean, earlier in the day, he was talking about how he, you know, he wouldn't be disappointed if this was it and he had to soak everything in. Klay Thompson, by the way, after the game, you want to know what he said? We don't know because he said nothing. Klay Thompson did not want to talk to the media. Klay Thompson was gone at the end of the game, at the end of the season. That's not to say he doesn't talk over the next several days during an exit interview, but after the game, when you can show that, hey, I got mental toughness, that I'm mentally tough after a loss, that I can stand in front of the media and get crapped on by the fans and them, Klay Thompson said, nah, I'll pass. Golden State Warriors, I'll tell you this much. Am I putting a fork in them? Unless there's a gigantic Kevin Durant-esque style change, the answer is yes. I don't know who the hell that this team can add that's going to get them back into championship contention. They're going to be in contention. They're going to be fighting for playing spots and going to the playoffs for whatever 3 or 4 years that's left of Steph Curry. But unless there is a Kevin Durant-esque talent, not an aging Kevin Durant for people who don't understand what the hell I'm saying, but unless there is a star who ends up in Golden State, they're treading water. Klay Thompson ain't going to get no better. Draymond Green is probably exiting out of his prime. Is Jonathan Kuminga going to step up to godlike NBA levels? I don't think so. I don't know. Pajemski, am I thinking that he's going to do that? Steve Kerr looked miserable yesterday, and I can't blame him because one of his best players has no confidence, Klay Thompson. Another one of his players just looks like he has no battery in his back, and that's Andrew Wiggins. And then you got Draymond Green, who we know likes to punch, stomp, and kick people. This is the group surrounding Steph Curry. They want to keep on building? They want to hope that this ain't over? They better pray. They better pray somebody like Giannis wakes up and says, I want out of Milwaukee. That might be their only saving grace. Otherwise, the dynasty, the four championships, that's over. Steph Curry talked about his future. The old man who looks young. Steph Curry says, listen, folks, going forward, only got one goal.
We put a lot of time into it. I think I worked harder than I ever have at, you know, being prepared for a season and trying to, you know, perform at the level that I expect. And I know those two guys have been through it with me. At the end of the day, you know, I just want to win. And I know that's fully possible. You know, I know the summer's going to be a lot of conversations and, you know, trying to set up ourselves to win and whatever that means. I hope that's the outcome.
He hopes that's the outcome. Hopes it's the outcome. I haven't met anybody who wakes up and says, I want to lose. And Steph Curry, he's done his fair share of winning. And yeah, he's done his fair share of losing. I think the winning aspect, the championship aspect is done. Unless Giannis says, I'm done here. I'm going to Golden State. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Wednesday. We got a top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the most controversial coaches that we've seen in the world of sports. I'm going to talk to you about Zion Williamson and his leg on the other side of the break. We're going to spend time talking about the Lakers as they get ready to take on the Nuggets, who smashed them out of the postseason last year. We got an NBA player, Jontay Porter. You know what he looks like? Probably not. But this man has been banned for life, and he has a famous brother in the NBA. We have so much to do, so much to get into. And yes, of course, we got a basketball game that no one wants to see between the Bulls and the Hawks. But you don't have to watch them. Just listen to us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hickey, what part of the conversation that we just had can we have on air? None of it, right?
Well, there the first part definitely can be shared because it's been shared all over social media about whether certain reporters are not making moves, but just making some weird comments towards Caitlin Clark. It's starting already.
Somebody try to hit on Caitlin Clark today, a reporter? No, right? That's not what happened.
I wouldn't say. I don't think the intention was to hit on, but it definitely came across as creepy.
Oh.
And as they say, right, perception is reality. So in case anyone does not know, I guess we can get the audio here in like 2 minutes. I can go grab it very quickly. But since your reporter in Indy asked Caitlin Clark about her heart symbol that she shows to her family after every game, and he started the question by basically flashing her that heart sign.
Oh.
And she goes, yeah, you know, I do that after every game to my family. And he goes, well, if you show that, you know, sign to me after every game, we'll get along just fine.
Okay.
To which she did not respond. So it's a little weird.
Yeah, very, very. You got to be careful how you talk to folks, man. It's just, you can't leave things up to interpretation. Just ask about basketball. I mean, this is easy work. How does it feel to be here in Indy? What do you got to say to the fans in Indy? Why are you asking her to show you her heart sign? Like, what are we doing? That's much. Anyway, we'll talk about Caitlin Clark and get some of the legitimate responses from her. We'll do that next break. You know, right now, since we talked about the Warriors being cooked, Los Angeles Lakers got some life. They do. We talked about this yesterday. At one point, they were beaten up on the Pelicans. The Pelicans looked like they had no life. Lakers were ahead by 18 points. The Pelicans fought all the way back. And then Zion Williamson went down with an injury. You couldn't make this up. I was literally signing off the air yesterday. And Zion walked off of the court. And we had no update as to what the hell is going on with him. He got a hamstring injury. Let me tell you something. When you are 6'6", and you weigh, 280 pounds, you think a hamstring injury just disappears? You think Zion Williamson is just going to be able to run, hop, skip, and jump? The answer is no. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Let me say this again, if you didn't hear me last break. In order for the Pelicans to get into the playoffs, they got to beat the Sacramento Kings. The Sacramento Kings are probably loving the fact that there will be no Zion Williamson on the court this Friday. Because Zion Williamson, for the first time that I've seen him, in a game that actually matters, he showed up, he was healthy, he played, and at the end of the game, oh, by the way, he had 40 points, 11 rebounds. Anthony Davis couldn't stop him. LeBron James couldn't stop him. This guy's a bowling ball, and he did whatever he wanted on the court. And I specifically looked at the end of the game, where Zion played 36 minutes. He was on the court the whole damn game, basically, until his hamstring gave out on the way to the basket. He went up, he came down, he hopped off, kind of, sort of, cringed, went to the bench, sat down, threw down a towel, and left. He didn't even look tired. I was looking, I was like, man, is Zion, he's not even tired. That's what happens when you're this damn big. Maybe there's an additional level of conditioning that needs to happen. Maybe this happened because he's, or hasn't been in the best condition, and he's played the hardest and most that he's ever done. 36 minutes. Kudos to you, Zion. This should be further confirmation. This should be reaffirmation to Zion. You got to take care of yourself all year long, man, so you can play in the games that actually matter. Is anybody shocked that Zion went down? LeBron James didn't have the best of games. 23 points, 9 assists, 9 rebounds, 6 of 20 from the field. Anthony Davis had a balky back. He gave you 20 points and 15 rebounds. And the Lakers now move forward to take on the Nuggets. The same team that swept the floor with them last year in the Western Conference Finals. And so there was a lot of talk before the game last night about the Lakers and should they lose to take on the Kings or whoever advanced. Well, does it look like the Kings would just lie down for them? At least the Lakers are in the postseason right now, and the Kings got to play another game. Lakers weren't trying to hear that nonsense. Darvin Ham, the head coach of the Lakers, he was talking about this in the locker room yesterday after the game. NBA TV caught it all. Darvin Ham said, listen, people, we ain't running from nobody.
Hell of a job, gentlemen. Hell of a job, man. Back at it. Back at it, baby. Back at it. Back at it. Everybody landed on the line doing the little stuff, not getting bored with the details. Everybody on the sideline, the communication, the dialogue, making sure we're all on the same page. High, high level. Back to 0-0 now. Back to 0-0. We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fades.
Oh, wow. That's some ass-whooping talk, man. With all the smoke, ain't ducking no fades. Okay, go fight them. And we've heard this a lot. The Lakers remember what happened at the parade. The Lakers heard all the talk from the Denver Nuggets and what happened. And it's just like, hey, why y'all still talking about us? Why is Coach Malone, Michael Malone, talking about us? We're home. You won. Why are you talking about us? This is a revenge series for the Los Angeles Lakers. Am I betting on them to win? The answer is no, I'm not. Would I be shocked if they did? No, I wouldn't. I don't think the Nuggets have the same type of depth they had last year. And I really think that somebody like Bruce Brown not being a part of the team is going to hurt them. And I know they're still great. Nikola Jokic can go out there and say, here's 30 points and 15 rebounds and 15 assists. I get all of that. I just think the Lakers stand a chance. I'm still picking the Nuggets, but I think the Lakers stand a chance. And I really appreciate the fact that despite anybody saying that they should have lost, they should have went down, they shouldn't compete, I'm glad that they didn't subscribe to that loser-ass mentality. You should be able to look at the challenges and go right towards them and not run away. Not necessarily be a punk ass. Not that I would expect anything different from the athletes. Really, it's only some of the media and idiots, pundits who want to say things. Oh, well, they should lose. Well, come to reality. People are running from issues and problems. Congratulations to the Lakers. You're in the first round of the postseason, even though you might get your asses whooped by the Nuggets again. At least you're man enough to take the beat down and not scared running away from it. Oh, and speaking of the guy who can't run right now, it's Zion. It really sucks, man. And then the Hickey, you may not know the answer, and I would be proud of you if you didn't. That former pornographic star who decided to insult him after the game, she doesn't have a kid with him, does she? She said she did.
She said she did. I've not been honestly, locked into who has claimed that to be true and who's actually true. Mm-hmm. The claim has been there. I can't verify if it's actually true.
Oh, well. I'm glad you can't. I don't know who can. Anyway, let's listen to Zion walk off of the court. This is the NBA on TNT as Zion's season basically likely probably came to an end.
Season I, 38 Williamson driving inside.
He is getting absolutely to his spot.
It's a season high 40 for Zion Williamson. The game is tied. Timeout taken.
And it looks like he's hurt. Looks like he got hurt on this drive here. Look at after the finish. Kind of grimaces a little bit as he's running down.
Reggie, we went to break. You thought you saw him grimacing and in pain.
Well, he's headed to the locker room. We don't know the extent of the injury, but clearly not happy as he heads to the locker room here. Here's the quick move. But as soon as he scored, he came up grimacing.
Zion Williamson is built like six Reggie Millers, okay? Zion is a big man. Zion got a big leg. He got two big legs. And now he got a hamstring injury. I'm going to take a wild guess here and say Zion's season is over. And Zion should probably stay off the internet because his former girlfriend, ex, partner, yes, special partner, is now insulting him on the internet. Even when Zion wins, he comes down with an L. Hey, good luck next season, man. Or maybe, I don't know. Yeah, good luck next season. Zion ain't coming back. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We know that Zion is likely done. Somebody who's just getting started, it's Caitlin Clark. We're going to talk about her arrival into Indianapolis. Next hour, we're going to talk about Mr. Bill Belichick and why he does not have a job. We're going to talk about an NBA player who's been banned from the NBA.
Have you heard of Nordic Knots? The Scandinavian rug company that has become the insider brand gracing some of the most beautiful homes around the world? With rug designs by some of the world's leading designers and a signature collection of wool and jute rugs in modern colors? But Nordic Knots is not just about great design. Their mission is to make quality rugs that last, with no compromises. GoodWeave certified, handmade pieces woven in all-natural materials. At NordicKnots.com, it's easy to find a rug that's just right. A curated collection in lots of colors and sizes to choose from. Even custom sizes are possible. So, whether you're the type who loves the understated elegance of their luxury essentials or the bold statements from their top designer collaborations, you can't really go wrong. Oh, and don't tell anyone, but right now, you can get a free sample with the code INNERCIRCLE. NordicKnots.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, that'd be great, right? That'd be awesome. Share the wealth. You got to share what you know. The more you know. It's a wholesome moment brought to you by the JR Sport Brief. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get into Bill Belichick and some nasty things at the top of the hour. Also going to share with you Jonte Porter. NBA player's been banned. Been trying to flim-flam people. Hoodwink them. Take money. Deceive the betting public. Or at least help some of them out. Anyway, we'll talk about this man at the top of the hour. We'll get into Bill Belichick next hour as well as... Woke up this morning and he was in the news. Bill Belichick in the news for being an angry you know what, but we'll get into that, or at least their allegations. So let me slow down just a little bit. Anyway, before we went to break, we gave you an update on the NBA play-in games from last night in the Western Conference. In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have another play-in game as the Sixers are going to take on the Miami Heat. Everybody's going to be watching Joel Embiid. If he falls, is he going to breathe? Is he going to get up? Is his knee going to hold up? Is his knee going to explode at any minute, at any second? And so we'll have plenty of time to keep you up to date on that game. And someone who hasn't even played a game yet, but is already garnering tons of attention, is Caitlin Clark, because she has arrived. After spending what was probably too much time in New York, and not because she did anything wrong, because it's just like spending too much time in New York will drive you crazy, Caitlin Clark is in Indianapolis, the home of no crazy people. But despite that, she got a warm welcome with the Fever fans in the city, in the state of Indiana, because Caitlin Clark is expected to help boost the WNBA to another level. And for a basketball-crazed city, state, oh, this is amazing. Caitlin Clark spoke to the media, was introduced, and it said the first thing you're supposed to. I'm excited to be here in Indy.
This might sound very, like, small city of me, but, like, it seems like a bigger Des Moines in a way, obviously a little bit bigger than Des Moines. So that's what I'm most excited about. I'm not, like, a huge big city girl, so I feel like this is a perfect spot for myself, a place that loves basketball. But more than anything, like, this is in the Midwest. People might think I'm crazy for wanting to stay in the Midwest, but, like, that's just who I am. That's where my roots are. I love the people here. So I think that's what I'm most excited about, of, you know, having an opportunity to come to an organization like this and be in a place where there can be a lot of support for it and have a lot of people around me that I really love.
Hickey, well, obviously, is she kissing ass or is she dumping on us? You know, what is she doing?
Both? I think she, a little bit of both. Well, no, I don't think she's kissing ass. I think she's actually being wholesome and truthful. I think it's just taking a dump on us big cityers. What a plot twist.
I know, right? How long before she gets traded to the Liberty? How many years?
And then how long before she walks back and says, I love the big city. New York is my favorite city in the world.
Yeah, she doesn't come across as the lion type. I agree with you. She's just going to say, hey, you know, as I've grown, as I've gotten older, this and that, New York City, a great city, a great challenge. And she could live on Fifth Avenue since she hates the big city so much. Or she can get a penthouse in Times Square. She could probably afford it, right?
Yeah. I mean, with that money, maybe I try to avoid Times Square like the plague.
Oh. Well, yeah.
You don't want walking dirty Elmo trying to, you know, chase you down and get a picture, then he's going to rob you for $20.
Dirty, cracked out, thieving Elmo?
Yeah. And then there's the python on the sidewalk that, you know.
Excuse me?
Have you seen that in Times Square? Guy is like a pet python that you can go take a picture with. It's on the sidewalk.
It's on. He doesn't have it on his shoulders like Jake the Snake Roberts. It is on the sidewalk.
The one I saw, this is like a few years ago, on the actual sidewalk.
It's a python. Is it eating rats? Like, does it serve a purpose or just for photos?
Just for photos. And that thing, I mean, I don't know what he's getting fed, but that thing was fat.
Oh, it's probably eating rats. At the same time, if you put a snake on the sidewalk, like, it's got to be a mutant at this point. Like, remember what happened when you put the Ninja Turtles in the subway? Do you see what happened to them?
Oh, yeah. Fighting crime.
This snake is going to turn. He's going to grow legs and become, what is a snake with legs? A salamander, right? Is
that, yeah, like a lizard? Yeah. Or like a, Komodo dragon?
Yeah, well, Caitlin Clark. Maybe this is why Caitlin Clark doesn't like the city. She spent enough days in New York and is like, nah, I'm going to stay in Indianapolis. She talked about the pressures of being great, and I guess the pressure will be lessened playing in Indiana as opposed to New York. Listen to Caitlin Clark.
I think I was a little bit of a head case starting my college career. Like, I just expected so much of myself constantly, and also I wanted Iowa to be so good all the time. And I, you know, when I committed to Iowa, like I said, we're going to go to the Final Four, so I felt like there was a lot of pressure for me to accomplish that. But once I really, like, relied on the people around me and realized not everything's going to be perfect, I feel like that's when I really played my best basketball and really thrived and kind of matured in that way. But, yeah, I think grace is a thing for everybody, that everybody can use in their life. Not everybody's perfect. People make mistakes. And yeah, I think that's just the biggest thing is like, there's going to be learning curves for me. I'm not going to come out here and score 40 points a game. Like, that's not what I'm going to do. I think it's just, you know, learning from the amazing people that I have around me and having a lot of fun, but also like, don't lose who I am. Like, that's what's got me to this point. Continue to be myself. And I think a lot of good will come from that.
Good luck. Like, what else are you going to do besides just be you? That's the best thing that anybody can do. I know we talked about Caitlin Clark being able to afford a penthouse apartment, not with all the billionaires in New York just snatching up all the real estate. But having said that, there's been a lot of talks about the salary of Caitlin Clark and the salaries of WNBA players in whole, and the top players can earn about $250,000. Caitlin Clark on her rookie deal is going to make, or rookie year, is going to make about $75,000. Pales in comparison to all the money she's going to earn in sponsorship money. Already has made millions of dollars in college. But I don't understand what's so difficult for people to get. The WNBA doesn't make money like that. They don't. Where the hell do you want this money to come from? If you want to complain about the money and the salaries of WNBA players, you want to know a simple answer to help them out and fix it? Watch them. Support them. Spend money. Buy a ticket. Turn on the TV. Stream it on your phone. That will help generate money and revenue. To compare the WNBA to the NBA is ridiculous. The NBA might subsidize the league, but what are they supposed to do? Just hand out crap tons of money just because? I mean, it's a business like everything else. If you don't make no damn money, how are you going to support anything? The WNBA, they don't make money. I don't think they turn a profit. I looked, I checked. NBA is making billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars a year. $10+ billion a year. WNBA is not even, it's not even turning a profit. I don't even think the revenue goes past $200 million. Is that going to change in the following years, the coming years? Yes. But damn it, stop complaining about Victor Wembanyama making millions in year one and Caitlin Clark making $74,000. It's comparing apples to oranges. It makes no sense. Speaking of that crazy guy who asked Caitlin Clark about love and not money, listen to this reporter ask Caitlin a very interesting question.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like yeah, that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's cool. Start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So, question is.
Ooh. Okay, all right, well. You think she still wants to stay in Indianapolis, Hickey, or is that guy turning her away?
Now, Crackhead Elmo walking around doesn't seem so bad after all, huh?
Yeah, Crackhead Elmo seems a little bit more, he seems better than the guy asking questions in Indianapolis. Anyway, he tried to be funny. It didn't work. Sometimes it doesn't work. You try to be funny, it doesn't work. Trust me. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. 42-27. Caitlin Clark is in Indianapolis. Can't wait to hear Angel Reese in Chicago. Camila Cardozo is there with her as well. And I guess those are the three. There's nobody else, right, Hickey? That's it? Nobody else?
Nobody else.
Yeah. There are other people. There's just...
Yes.
Those are the three that people really remember and that stand out. And so, yeah, everybody will be waiting to see what happens with the WNBA. I want to see what the ratings look like. Caitlin Clark, 36 of her 40 games are going to be nationally televised. Sign me up. I mean, I'm going to be watching the first couple of games, and then I'm going to quit. And I'll come back after she gets knocked around a little bit to see how she bounces back. And then I'll watch her play Chicago, you know, her and Angel Reese. And then also, by the way, outside of people complaining about WNBA players' salaries, the vets in the WNBA, they need to stop complaining about Caitlin Clark. Stop being jealous. Stop being mad that she has commercials and she's making millions. Do something about it on the court. In a clean way, of course. No, nothing dirty. No dirty plays. No Draymond Greens. Okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about something and someone real dirty. Michael Porter Jr.'s brother. This man has been banned from the NBA for life. This man gambled. This man gambled on the Raptors. This man gambled on his own team to lose. He tried to win himself some money with insider information. He tried to skew the betting market. He's banned. And what the hell does this mean for his brother? We're going to talk about this and get into Belichick. We got a lot to do on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Have you heard of Nordic Knots? The Scandinavian rug company that has become the insider brand gracing some of the most beautiful homes around the world. With rug designs by some of the world's leading designers and a signature collection of woolen jute rugs in modern colors. But Nordic Knots is not just about great design. Their mission is to make quality rugs that last. With no compromises. GoodWeave certified, handmade pieces woven in all-natural materials. At NordicKnots.com, it's easy to find a rug that's just right. A curated collection in lots of colors and sizes to choose from. Even custom sizes are possible. So, whether you're the type who loves the understated elegance of their luxury essentials or the bold statements from their top designer collaborations, you can't really go wrong. Oh, and don't tell anyone, but right now, you can get a free sample with the code INNERCIRCLE. NordicKnots.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.